Man, I hate it when I do stupid things. I did something dumb and was contemplating not telling my wife. Couldn't do it. That would be stupid. So I told her. She said, yeah, she'd done dumb things just like that too. I still feel stupid. And I'm still contemplating more stupid things. Let me tell you. I had to take my son to the airport in Tulsa last Saturday night for a flight out. His flight Sunday was an early one, so we reserved a hotel room. So far, so good, right? Well, we pulled into the Hilton Garden Inn Airport about 9:30 the night before his flight. I'm tired. I chit-chat with Michael behind the counter until I see the frustration develop on his face. Then the inevitable question, sir, he says to me, still looking at his computer screen, I don't see your reservation. What name was that under again? Paul Joseph, I say. Joseph is my last name. I say it that way because they almost always ask me a bunch of time-consuming questions. But what's your last name? They usually ask if I don't clarify it as my last name. Joseph, I say. Joseph? Joseph, they ask? No, knucklehead, Paul Joseph. Except I only call them knucklehead under my breath. But what's your last name? Joseph, I pleasantly say, again, through gritted teeth this time, but with a little sneer. Oh, so Joseph is your last name. Yes, sir, that is what I said, I believe. Joseph, my last name. So, to avoid this unnecessary repartee, I call my last name, not Joseph, mind you, but Joseph is my last name, as in one five-word name. But I digress. Now that he knows my last name, he says the unbearable sentence, one we are all afraid of each time we check into a hotel. Sir, you don't have a reservation for tonight. I give him my confirmation number, and he says to me, looking at me this time with a nice smile, that reservation is for next Saturday night. So, I'm out about $145, give or take. And no, I didn't pay the extra $450 for cancellation insurance. That's a waste of money, I thought. At the time. So, earlier this week, I decided to contact hotels.com and seek an exchange, knowing I can't get a refund. Surely they'll exchange it. No, no exchange. I'm on the hook. But then I see that I can still get cancellation insurance and can cancel my reservation and get money back, maybe all of it. If, it reads, you can't travel due to covered reasons, which may include sickness or unexpected work obligations, or if your trip is interrupted due to unforeseen covered reasons, which may include sickness or injury. My throat has definitely been raspy and dry lately. Do I dare pull the old switcheroo? Then I realized this could be construed as a little crime. Some could call it fraud. How stupid far can I take this? This would be too stupid, even for me. All over a $145 hotel bill. So, here we are. If you want to stay in Tulsa at the Airport Hilton tomorrow night at a good discounted rate, call me. Quick. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph. Joseph is my last name.